I think we've got to have the same approach, that we had last week, and that's got to be our mindset every week this year. Dan Quinn talks about all the time, we have to put a championship effort, out during the week and every game that we play. And so that's kind of the mindset that we have. It's about us, and it's about making sure that our preparation is right where it needs to be so that we can go out there and play our best on Sunday. And I think if we focus on that, we'll be fine.
It's going to be emotional for them also in other ways, not just because it's the home opener, but first home game since Frank Gifford died and Ann Mara, the matriarch of that team. As a road team facing that situation, how do you, I guess in a sense, ignore that and just, go about your own business?
Yeah, I don't think you can worry about, outside stuff, things that are, going to be going on up there. I mean, we really have to, concentrate on trying to execute our plan. And I think if you keep your mindset on that, it helps eliminate some of the distractions that you mentioned. And so that'll be my message to the guys in the locker room during the week. It's, it's about our focus and it's about our execution. And those are the things that we can control.
You played there before, and the stadium's a lot different than playing in a dome.
Yeah.
You have to worry about the wind, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess it's not as bad as kind of the old Meadowlands, at least from, my experience of playing up there a couple times. But it's a fun place to play. Anytime you get to go up to New York City and, kind of see everything that there is there, it's a fun experience. And so we'll be fine once we get out there and get into the game and just, focus on our execution and go out there and play as best we can.
Matt, how much can you take from last year's game against them? Up there. I mean, I know it's a different team, everything changes, but some of those memories stay fresh.
Yeah, I think from a personnel standpoint, obviously we've got some similar guys. They've got some similar guys. They're working with a new defensive coordinator. We're working with a new offensive coordinator. And so, from a scheme standpoint, there's going to be some different things out there. So that'll make it, a little different. But this is a new year. It's a new team. And I don't think anybody's kind of thinking about what went on last year. I think our focus is on, what we can do this week and, how well we can practice today and how much better we can get before we get up there and play on Sunday.
Matt, how much does Pierre Paul not being out there change the complexion of what they do as far as the rush?
Yeah, obviously, Jason Pierre-Paul's a great player and, a guy that we've gone against a number of times. And, we certainly know how good he is. But they still have a lot of other good players on their defense. And they've got guys that can get after the passer. I thought they did a nice job, on defense last week versus the Cowboys. They were opportunistic and created a bunch of turnovers and so we're going to have to be on it. We're going to have to be on our plan and make sure that we're as prepared as we can be because they still got a lot of talent on that defense.